Monday night, Bar Halacha or Liyud Tammuz. We're talking about the halachas of if the Bal Koreh showed the wrong place and the person made the bracha. So some shitas hold, and we don't pass them that way, or certainly it's not the common custom like that, that you don't make a new bracha. Their cheshbon being that you sort of have the whole Torah in mind when you make the bracha. And I was masbir last night, perhaps, because it's not like Birchas Hanenin, where you're making a bracha over this apple, but it's indeed you're talking about the Torah in general, and it's not really specific to what you'll be laning. Perhaps that's the beer in those shitas. Common custom is, though, to, and the Mishnah Berurah really, Paskins, to require a new bracha, except if it's open, if it was open to that. Now what does open mean? So again, even that's not so clear, at least to me it's not so clear, because the rationale of it being open is that you have in mind the whole Amud, right? So let's say he shows you before or afterwards, so you have in mind anywhere in the Amud. I don't know why that should be so, or, you know. So Bishlam, if he shows you a later piece, a later point, so that's, and you were going to lane that anyway, so and a chanami, then it's much less problematic. That was nichlal in your bracha, or even if the if he showed you a later place and it's really before, so then you taka were going to lane that, and, or if he showed you a place before, so some place. Anyway, the bottom line is that we say if it's open, you don't have to make a new bracha. But it's not clear to me why. And also, what about if on the two sides, it's usually open, the equivalent of a half a line, and like the part you're supposed to lane from is in the part that's, it's in a different omud, and really that's not open, it just happens to be open a little. So it's not clear to me the whole svara of it being open, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. And what we were saying, Mechan, it turned out this past Shabbos when this happened, and as actually they told me afterwards it was in a different Amud, is that if it's in the parasha you're laning in, and as he showed you a place, and really you're supposed to be laning a different place, but it's all in the same parasha, so the Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'evet, you don't have to make a new bracha. Or at least, I'm sorry, he says, if you rely on those shitas, that in such a case you don't have to make a new bracha, ain't mochin b'yado. It's okay, you can rely on the shitas, that as long as it's in that. So that already maybe is more like we're laning the parasha, even though he's not laning the whole parasha, he's only laning his aliyah. But certainly if it's in his aliyah, you can certainly say as far that he meant his whole aliyah. So even if he shows you the wrong place and it's within his aliyah, I would even be makil if it wasn't open to that. But if it was in the aliyah, if he showed you the wrong place, but if he showed you further, let's say, and it was in the aliyah you're supposed to lane, that's certainly okay. Or even if he showed you before, but you could start from there. So really that should also be okay, even if the place where you're supposed to lane from, it's not open to that. There's a lot of shitas involved, and there's makom lahakel. I say, even if it's in the right parasha, if it's in the same parasha, there's makom lahakel. Okay.